It's Thursday, October 28th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And this afternoon, we're taking the oral history of Irene Evans. Irene, what is your full name?
Irene Grace Evans.
Okay, when and where were you born?
I was born in Kalamazoo. Actually, my home was in Decatur.
In Decatur, okay. Where do you live today?
I live on East Side, near Sprinkle Road.
Okay. What were your parents' names?
Martin and Ethel Knapp.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Ballett.
How do you spell that?
B-A-L-L-E-T-T.
Okay. Were they from around here?
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Yes. My uncles, I had two uncles that had run the interurban. You remember when they had the streetcar? And they both were on the police department. One was captain of the police. Charlie Ballett was captain of the police department.
In Kalamazoo?
In Kalamazoo. And O.K. was a street sergeant.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Did you ride was the interurban gone? Did you ride it, or was it long gone?
It was. Oh, I saw it. But,
you saw it.
But I never rode on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. So what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
My personal connection is
working at the mill.
Working at the mill, and
yeah.
I do at the library. I do blood mobile at the library.
Oh, do you hear?
Uh-huh.
At our library? Yeah, uh-huh. We have periodic blood mobiles with the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Yes. How long did you work for KVP?
38 years. Total of 38 years.
Total of 38 years.
Three times back.
Okay. Okay. And when did you start?
I started in 34.
Okay. And what were these? You mentioned before when we were talking that if you were pregnant, you could not work in the mill.
I was pregnant after I had worked 10 years.
I see.
So you had to leave when you were pregnant.
Okay.
And at the time, there were a couple other girls that were pregnant, and they were sick, but I wasn't.
Oh.
And so they were having a time, and they knew right away that they were pregnant, but not me.
Not you.
Not me. But
really?
Anyway, eventually I had to quit.
How long did it take you to find, far along were you?
When I quit, I was 6 months.
You were. You mm-hmm. were, but you didn't have morning sickness?
No,
you were.
No. I was fine.
Healthy. Oh, for heaven's sake.
And I felt
sakes.
So sorry for those other girls because they'd run for that sink.
Yes.
You know, they're in the department.
Sure. Sure.
So.
And you were gone from there another time, did you say?
I quit one other time and went into the beauty shop with my sister.
Oh, she ran a beauty shop?
And we had a Bellarine beauty shop here on Riverview Drive.
Oh, where was that in town?
Right at the end of Ellesmere Avenue, right on Riverview.
Yeah.
Bellarine beauty shop.
Okay. And so, you were there how long?
I worked there 4 or 5 years, but I was allergic to the permanent
solutions. Yeah.
And so I had to get out of there.
Yeah.
So then I went back to the mill.
And where, when you first started at the mill, where did you start?
Wax finishing.
In wax finishing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And was that in Mill 1?
Mill 2.
Mill 2.
Mill 2.
Okay. And did you like that job?
I liked it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you stay in that
I was
position?
In there, first time I was in there 10 years, and then I worked 3 years testing paper in the machine room on a man's job during the war.
You did?
Uh-huh.
That was considered a man's job?
Yes.
Testing paper?
Yeah, so when the war was over, they kicked me out.
Oh. Oh. And you probably didn't want to go.
No, I didn't.
You liked that
but
job?
But it was a good job. But
yeah.
They offered me a job in the lab.
All right.
But they wanted to take my money way down to the ladies' money.
And you had been making better wages,
well,
hadn't
they had to pay me the same as the men.
You bet.
And I did the same job. Well, I would have been doing the same thing in the lab, and I said no. And so after I was back in the old mill for a couple months or so, I guess.
And did you go back to wax finishing then?
No, then I went back to, I went to, Joe Pavanka was in the office, and he said, you like it better down to the old mill.
Yes.
Mill two.
Oh, okay.
Now, I mean mill one.
Yeah.
And so that's where I went. So they called and wanted me to come over to the lab. They wanted to talk to me. Well, they wanted to raise me up a little bit, but not anywhere. And I said, no thanks, you know.
So you were were you making more money if you went back to mill one?
No.
No. Okay.
I had to go back to the regular.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, no.
Okay.
But they wouldn't give me enough more by going in.
Was the union around by that time?
Yes, and I would have had to left the union. So if the...
Oh.
And I was lucky that I didn't go to the lab, because they did away with the lab shortly after that. Then I would have had to gone back, but I would have had to start to the bottom because
exactly.
I was out of the union. And so I was really lucky I...
Stuck to your guns.
Yeah,
you stuck
I didn't
to your
stay.
Guns. Okay, so you were in testing paper, a man's job during the war, and then you didn't go to the lab. You went back to mill one doing what?
Well, I was a drill operator.
You were? Okay.
Cutter operator.
Yeah.
I think I had about every job that was down there.
You did. And was that a certain department or over a bunch of departments?
The whole department was just one big department that had all these.
Okay. Did it have a name?
Cutters.
That department? What did they call that department?
Parchment. Mill one was all.
Just mill one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Finishing.
Oh, mill one finishing.
Finishing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Heard that. Other people have talked about that. And so, how long?
Well, then in the end, you know, they had to give the women the right to take the jobs they could do.
That's right. Sure.
So a lot of the gals, after I was gone, had a chance to take jobs like running the lift. Well, I did do a man's job then before I had left. I helped load cutter.
You did.
And I run the transporter.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I did just about everything, except I was not good at this big lift we had, you know.
Like a forklift, you mean? Or
forklift.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned the thing, but I never really worked at it.
Okay.
But I worked in the strapper.
Is this the forklift that went up like...
Yeah, lost lift
five
the loads
levels
up
or
on
something
shelves.
And on shelves. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did run the transporter,
okay.
The floor transporter,
mm-hmm.
And I helped load the cutter, and I just did about everything that was to be done.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And so you left in 77.
Uh-huh.
You retired. And where were you working in 77? Still in?
The old mill, yeah.
In the old mill. You were mm-hmm. still working down there.
I ended up as on a desk, secretary in the department,
but
not
in the department.
In the department.
Okay.
And the reason I got that job was that the gal that had it, she said she had some health problems and she wanted some time off, and they couldn't get anybody to take the job.
Oh.
And the boss told her that she couldn't have the time off unless she found somebody to take her place.
Oh.
So she said she promised, you know, she was going to be back. She said, I said, well, I would take it if she would promise that she was coming back.
Yes.
Well, she didn't come back.
Oh, no.
So that's where I retired from.
And how long were you, did you do
and
that
I
job?
Did that probably a couple, not more than 2 years, maybe not even that.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Do you get hassled, a woman doing some of these men's jobs?
Usually, no, I really didn't. I worked, when I was loading cutter, I worked with a guy, he was so good. And when I was on the strapper, there was a guy that would come from the winders department. And if I had whole boxes on the conveyor that needed to be loaded off.
Yeah.
He would come over there, stop and load them off. Really, I really didn't.
Great.
Yeah.
No. Great. Yeah. Okay, so you said you lived You lived on Ellesmere in Parchment during the war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you rent this house first or build it, or what did you do?
No, we've had it built.
Okay, you and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was your husband's name?
Richard.
Richard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he at one time worked in the new mill on the paper machines.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and so you guys had this house built.
Uh-huh.
Did you have children by now? Is that where you decided to build a house?
We had one while it was on Ellesmere, a little boy.
Okay, what's
his
name?
And he was a couple months old when he went in service. My husband went in service.
Went in the service. I didn't ask you how many children you have.
Two, boy and a girl.
What are their names?
Sherry and Richard.
Okay. Are they around? Are they here?
Richard is in South Haven and Sherry's in Schoolcraft.
Oh, not far. Are you a grandmother?
Great grandmother.
Oh, great. How many times over?
I got 6 grandchildren, 16 great grandchildren, and 1
great great?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm 96.
You are. Oh. Oh, I apologize. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm here to say, this is just Wendy talking here for a minute, if I might digress, that she completely fooled me. Does not look anywhere near that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we'll move on here. Okay, and you lived there like 4 or 5 years, you thought.
Yes.
And then is that you just moved completely out of?
We sold that, and the reason it did that I had, while he was there, my mother, she had a friend that lived out that area, and she wanted to live out there. And there was a lot out there close to her, and she wanted me to buy that lot, so I bought that lot.
Yeah.
But then she said, "You got to build me." I said, "I can't build you a house. I got my own house."
Oh.
And so we sold. So that when we sold this house here in Parchment, we built on that lot.
I see.
And that's where we've been ever since.
I see. Okay.
We built a little garage house.
Yeah.
And we lived in that while we built the house.
Built the other one. Yeah. Sure.
But you couldn't do that now.
Oh, you can't?
You can't do
that. Is that against zoning? You can't do that now?
Yeah. So,
oh.
But back then
you could.
Back then you had outhouse and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. What was that house, speaking of that, what was that house on Ellesmere like here in town?
It was a two-bedroom, dining room, living room, and kitchen.
Indoor plumbing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure, because it was during the 40s and stuff. You had
nice.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a nice little house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Before we even started turning, I turned the recorder on, you were talking about Ray White.
Yeah.
He was your boss.
He was my supervisor.
He was your supervisor in
well,
which?
Well, Big Bo was the superintendent, but Ray was the tower.
What does Big Bo stand for? Who is that?
Boldman. His name was, we called him Big Bo. That's all I know.
And his last name was Boldman?
Boldman.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And we called him Big Bo.
Okay. But Ray.
Ray was my
your
boss.
Was supervisor?
Yeah.
In which department?
In wax finishing.
In wax finishing.
Uh-huh.
And you worked for him for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He was super.
Was he?
Well, yeah. You know, when we had asked my husband's aunt for money for furniture, and she said we weren't reliable. So Ray loaned me the money for the furniture.
He did, eh?
Yeah.
Is he also the same guy when you had these couple hiatuses from the mill?
Yeah.
You said you wanted to get a job back there, you talked to him and
I just go over there and
he knew your work and you got hired. You
I got,
bet.
Except the last time then Ray was gone.
Okay.
And then Joe Pavunka hired me and down to the old mill.
I see. But Ray, you liked him. Good guy.
He was super. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was he well?
I had some good bosses, but he was really good.
He was just really good. Had he been there for a long time?
Yes.
And he'd been there. Okay.
I think that he spent his whole life there.
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
They lived up on Parch Mount. Mm-hmm. Glendale. Glendale.
Okay.
Glendale, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And the community house.
Yeah.
You've been in there.
Oh, yes, yes.
For what?
We used to go to church and Epworth League and Sunday school.
What was the first, what was that league?
Epworth League, that was a young people's group. We always had that at the same time they were having church.
I see, I see.
On Sunday night.
On Sunday night.
Yeah. So then us whole group of kids would just kind of walk around, you know.
Yes.
Have a ball just talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they used to have big parties there.
Oh, yes.
I understand.
Yes, yes.
Halloween parties.
Halloween parties.
The Christmas party was a very big deal there, wasn't it?
That was Uncle Jake's pride and joy.
And you, of course, remember him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And
I loved that beautiful head of hair he had.
Did he?
But he was a nice...
Did you see him smoke cigars? I've been listening to a couple guys talking about, his cigars.
Yeah.
He used to... Now, you have personal recollections of Uncle Jake.
Oh, yes.
Because what happened during high school? You lived?
I lived with him for my board and room with Joe and his wife.
With Joe Kindleberger, who is
Jake's son.
Yes.
My board and room and $1 a week.
Is that right?
That's how I got through high school.
Okay, now if I might ask, why did you, were your parents gone at a young age when you were young?
No,
or?
My father had promised that I would go to high school, and then he and my mother had fallen out, and one of them.
Yes.
And he said I could get to school the best way I knew how. So.
Oh.
So I had heard about these more people on the upper scale had girls live in and go to school.
Yeah.
And they told me to. My aunt told me to go to Central, or go to, to high school, Central High.
Yes.
And find out about it. And so I just left home, and I went to my aunt's house, and she went with me to the school, and they had Shriners, had the drugstore.
Yes.
Here in Parchment.
Yes.
And they wanted, so I went there. Well, I was there, I don't know, part of it, about maybe the half of the first term, and her father got ill, and she had to have room for him, so she didn't have room for me.
You mean you lived with the Shriners?
Shriners, yes.
And how old were you?
14.
You were 14. Okay.
And so...
You lived there half a year?
Yes.
Okay.
About half of the school term. Joe got in an accident.
That's
automobile accident, and he was really banged up.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Kindleberger wanted help. So she found out that I was going to have to leave Shriners. So I went right from Shriners to Kindleberger's, and that's where I stayed the rest of the night.
Do you remember her first name?
Helen.
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 Joe and Helen Kindleberger's.
Yeah.
So.
They had Ruth and Joe. Ruth. And Joe Ellen and Lucy.
So they had three kids of their own.
Uh-huh.
And then you come into this household.
Well, I came in when they just had Ruth. Just had one.
Oh.
They had one when I was there.
Okay.
And one after I left.
I see. Okay. So what did... You said it was room and board and $1 a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But then if I worked out in the yard... Doing pulling weeds and doing things like that. Then Joe sometimes would give me extra. But,
right.
But other than that, it was $1 a week.
So how did you earn the $1 a week?
I did housework.
By there, doing housework and chores there.
Mm-hmm.
And where did they live?
Babysit. They live right, the first house past the church, right up there on Glendale.
Past the Parchment United Methodist Church now. Up on the same side of the street?
Same side of the street.
Just up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that time, there was no, you know.
The church wasn't there.
Nothing.
Yeah, right. Lots more fields, and it was more rural.
It was all fields back there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they used to have the Easter breakfast or Easter program back there on the hill back of their house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember Mrs. Kindleberger put on her She got out of bed and put on her fur coat and went to the service.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What would they do up on the hill? You mean, do they have like an Easter egg hunt?
They had a real service. Yeah.
A church service.
Church service.
Outside.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was just how they celebrated Easter, was outside, at least at that church.
Yeah.
Oh. So sometimes it would be mighty cold.
Yes.
This is Michigan.
Well, yeah, I suppose that.
March and April.
And felt
just,
good.
Yes. Yes. How did you like living there?
Yeah, it was good.
Yes.
It wasn't bad at all. They were good to me. And,
yes.
And,
yeah. And how long were you there?
Irene? All through high school, till I graduated.
Till you graduated. Now, when did you graduate?
I graduated in...
And this was from Kalamazoo Central High.
Yes.
Because there wasn't anything in parchment out here past eighth or ninth grade or something. Yeah.
And so... Joe had talked the school into paying. We had to pay tuition, you know, to go to Central then.
Oh, you did?
If you didn't belong to this, if you didn't
live in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Okay.
So the school did pay my tuition.
Parts
they
did? The
school paid my tuition to go to Central. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then what did you do after high school?
I went to work in the mill.
You did?
From high school.
You went right from high school. Lots of people did that. There was work to be had around here, wasn't there?
You had a job. You really, you know.
Yeah.
And I was from farm, you know, and that was great.
That was great.
Yeah.
It was physical work, and you were used to doing that, and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so right out of
driving
high school.
Horses.
You were driving horses.
Driving horses to go.
Oh, we're driving horses to go into the mill.
Going to the mill.
Going into the mill. Okay. Did you play sports at any of the KVP teams? No, the KVP teams.
KVP team.
Did you?
The girls.
What was
baseball.
That? Girls baseball.
Uh-huh.
Really? How long did you do that?
Oh. I don't know, a couple, three seasons. I don't know how long ever they had it until I retired, yeah.
And
Marianne Grigsby was kind of had charge of it, was Louise Cunningham.
Okay. And what position did you play?
Field.
You're out in the field? Which one? Left and right, center field, whatever?
I think it was center.
You think it was center? Okay. And where'd you guys play? In the park?
Play
in the park? Kindleberger Park.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have winning seasons or how'd you do?
We did pretty good.
Yes?
Yeah. We played at Versluis Park.
Oh, yeah?
On the north end there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Versluis.
Oh, Versluis.
Yeah.
Sure. That's still up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you competed with local teams, like Kalamazoo teams, out of town?
Sutherland had a team, and the different mills had teams, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the way I hear it from a lot of oral histories I've taken is Jacob Kindleberger loved baseball.
Yeah.
Just loved it. And if people could play baseball, boy, life was good.
And he was a very proud man. He wanted things nice and neat. And he would drive around the neighborhood. And if you needed help, he would send somebody from the mill to help you.
With your yard or something?
With your yard, you know, if you needed something you couldn't do yourself or something. And he wanted everybody to keep their yards up nice. And in the mill, too, he didn't want paper on or anything, you know. He wanted it nice and clean.
Yes.
And, you know, when it got slow, nobody got laid off. You washed windows, you cleaned shelves.
Right. I'd heard that.
Yes.
He just did not lay you off when times got tough.
No.
Yeah, and I think the word spread, too. People kind of knew that about parchment. Come to the parchment, get a job at the mill. Boy, you were doing pretty good. Especially those years, the 30s and the 40s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Once you were in there, if you were, you know, unless you're real.
Right. If you're a good worker, you had a job.
Yes.
Now, you were in the union. Were you ever a steward? A union
yes.
steward? You were.
Yes.
For local, this was B-323?
B-323.
And, what was that like, Irene?
Well, sometimes it really wasn't something I really liked to do. You know, you had to pass judgment on, for the most part, I think I helped a lot of people.
You have to go to bat for people, don't you?
You have to go to bat for them, but sometimes then it got so that you need to back somebody up that did something over and over. There comes a point where you have to say,
yep,
enough is enough.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
So.
And that's rough because it might have meant their job then. Yeah. How long were you the steward, Irene?
Oh, gosh.
You have that look on your face like,
too remember. Long. I don't
But a long time?
I even was a steward when I was in, went back down to the went old mill the last time.
Yeah.
I was steward down there for quite a while, too, before I retired.
You did.
But I finally said, you know.
Yeah. That was enough of that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Now, you said that you... Did you retire for good? Let me ask you that. In 1977?
Mm-hmm.
Retired for good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what have you been doing for fun?
Well...
I mean, you said you worked in the blood bank. You volunteered the blood bank here at the library.
My husband was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And so, when he retired, we just did a lot of work for different people who wanted something done.
Yeah.
We worked at that for quite a while.
You were like, independent. You were self-employed.
So, and then I started with the Red Cross. I've been doing that ever since.
30 years.
And
yeah.
I've been 20, almost that time, in the food bank. I worked at the food bank.
Which food bank? Which one?
I work in the one in Comstock. So Loaves and Fishes.
Oh, Loaves and Fishes, but there's a Comstock location?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Really, ours started in the church, from the church, and then we went to the community center.
Uh-huh.
And then when we were affiliated with the Loaves and Fishes.
I see. Okay. So, and you're still doing that?
Yes.
Also.
And I do Braille once a month, just once a month.
What is that?
Braille.
Braille?
We make books, Bible books, for the blind.
Where do you do that?
Lutheran Church.
They've got a machine?
Bronson Boulevard.
They've got a machine?
Well, no, not really. We're on a line. There's seven of us, and fill plates, print plates with sheets, and then they go through, they got a printer, a hand printer.
Okay.
And a gal puts them through the printer, and a gal over here takes them out, and another gal takes the printed sheet out, and then it goes right on around the...
Is it kind of like an assembly
it's
line?
It's like an assembly line. So I really feel like I'm doing a job when I'm there.
Back to working at the mill. Yeah.
But...
Sure.
I wouldn't want to do that every day, but...
Right.
Right.
Sure. Hang out with some friends or something doing that.
And I kind of look forward to it every once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
We have fun.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so you seem like a person who really liked their job and had a good time at the mill. So I need to hear about some of these pranks and horseplay that used to go on over there.
Well, Marion, what was her name? Marion, she worked on the machine.
Okay.
And I was on a conveyor back there.
Which machine was she on?
She was on a printer.
A printer? Okay.
And we had at that time we had a lunch hour.
Oh, from what an actual hour?
A regular, lunch hour.
Oh, okay.
And they had the grocery store and the the dry goods store there, you know.
Yeah.
We'd go shopping. Marion had bought some underwear.
Oh.
So she left her package by the conveyor, you know, where we were working.
Oh.
So Myrtle McCarty, she was a joke.
Was she? Okay.
Her husband worked there too in the mill.
Okay.
And she and I filled their panties with paper with and hung it up on the light switch.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
A big bro comes out and says, "What the is that?" You know.
The boss.
The boss.
The boss.
The
came
big
by.
Boss, you know. Ray saw it too, but he didn't say anything.
He didn't. So did any of y'all fess up?
And so when Big Bo come out and said, he come over and said to us, girls, whoever got that, better get that down. So we took it down.
But you had a real good laugh.
We did. We had a good laugh.
Did Marion think it was funny?
But up in the machine room, those guys did, they would, you know, sometimes... The machine runner would have some, I feel like he had free time anyway, he laid down on the slab and get a nap, you know.
Oh.
So the guys would go up on the roof, and the windows there were right along. So they throw water.
Oh my gosh, on him. Oh.
And then another time they had, when they get a new employee, you know, it
sure.
was always. They had, I had never seen it. And I walked out there and I thought, what's that guy crawling on the ground? You know, like they had one guy with back with his hands over his eyes. What he done, he had gotten graphite on his hands.
Oh, no.
And he was supposed to get this, the quarters. The guys would throw quarters in there. And if he could get his quarter in that, and he could have all the quarters. So in the meantime, of course, they'd confiscate the quarters.
Yeah.
But then when he'd get up, you know, his face is all black with graphite.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just practical jokes.
Yeah.
Going on.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then at the old mill, Bob Stevenson, and I was new down there, so I didn't know him, you know.
Yeah.
And he came up by the fountain there. And he was just junk, you know, just wobbling all over and just really drunk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, somebody better go.
Yeah.
Somebody better go help him. He wasn't drunk.
He wasn't drunk?
He wasn't drunk. He was just playing the act.
Oh.
But he sure was doing a good job.
Oh, so did somebody go over there and... And he finally let on that he was just joking around?
Yeah,
oh,
after a while.
Oh, geez, after a while. So he had fun there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was fun.
We always had, we worked hard, but we had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you part of that whole swing shift thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You had to do swing shift too, huh?
When I was in the machine room, I did.
Sure.
7 days a week.
That's right. That's right.
But I made good money.
I was going to say... It was a good living there, and you worked a bunch of overtime.
Yeah.
You worked a bunch of overtime?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, Saturday and Sunday was overtime. Saturday's
yeah.
half-time and then double-time on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh. And I had my house paid for when my husband got out of service.
You did. Excellent.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, I had heard.
But you couldn't do anything. You didn't have money for gas. My husband's grandfather was a truck driver, and he could get stamps, you know.
Yeah.
So when he would end up with an extra one, you know, that he didn't use,
right.
He would give me one.
Because this was the war. This is World War II, right?
World War II.
Rationing. And
rationing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar and soap and gas and...
Chocolate. Was chocolate rationed over here? Or could you
I
get chocolate?
I don't really know if chocolate was or not, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd get a stamp and you could
then
go get
I'd
some
go
gas.
Go visit my mother and his grandmother on a weekend, you know, on a Sunday. And
What kind of car did you have?
I had a roadster. It was a, excuse me, coupe.
Okay.
A coupe.
A coupe, yeah.
Chevy.
A Chevy, sure. Sure. What color was it?
Black.
I think those days lots of things were black, weren't they, the cars? Nothing like we have now.
No.
We have so much choice with color. Then they were just all black cars, I think.
Not even white ones then.
Right. Right. Are you all right? You okay? Okay. But since you retired, the other thing you've been doing is there's a retirement group that meets every other month at the Old Country Buffet. And so you...
We just have a jam session.
You just have a jam session. Everybody shows up who wants to show up.
And we take up a collection and Dolores buys gifts. And we have a drawing.
Sure. Sure. And let me just... Let's just, we can get close to wrapping this up. What do you consider a successful life? We're going to get a little philosophical here. Irene, what do you consider a successful life, and how has KVP affected that?
Well, I had a good job. My husband had a good job. He didn't stay with the mill. He went the carpenter. But I have a good family. Mm-hmm. They've done fairly well.
Yes.
And I have nothing to...
Yeah.
I've worked hard, but I've had a good time.
Yeah.
And don't regret.
Yeah. Lots of friends. Made lots of friends.
Yes.
You still have.
What's now sad, so many of them are gone because I'm so old.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yes.
When you outlast people that you knew
like
for a Myrtle long time.
Like Myrtle McCarty, and I had Betty Lachenay was a good friend of mine in the old mill. She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those gals, you know, that Lucille gave us.
Yeah. You guys were such good friends.
Yes. And
yeah. Yeah.
Elsie Cummings, and, you know, seems like all of partners we had that we did things with.
Yeah. 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 So. Yeah. That's a big part of life that you got to deal with is when you start losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of grandkids and they're all good kids.
Yeah.
And so far, you know, you have to be grateful if your kids didn't get into a mess or you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sure. Thank you so much, Irene. Another piece of the puzzle. Everybody's story is unique. And we really appreciate it, contributing to the local history of the area. Yeah.